saw something really neat the other day, and I thought, man, we really got to talk about this because this is pretty cool. All those poor graduating seniors that don't get to have a graduation this year because all of a sudden they were told to stay home. They don't get to have a prom or a graduation or any of those other things that you look forward to as part of your senior year. Our friends at Mortimer Lumber are helping out. They're actually saluting area seniors on their big digital billboard in front of their store on Lapeer. Joining us right now from Mortimer Lumber, Chip Mortimer. Chip, good morning.
Well, good morning, Paul. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right. How have you been?
Well, I will say, and we'll talk about this in just a quick second, about the seniors and the billboard, but I actually just came back from Florida. I've been kind of quarantined down there. I left on Tuesday, March the 10th, for about a 10-day break, and consequently, with COVID and stay at home, I actually did not come back until last Thursday, May 14th. So I haven't had to put up with the weather that you've had here in Michigan. So, but I have been working out of my house in Florida, and maybe we'll talk about the seniors. I wish I could take credit, but it's really the brainchild of my staff here. And it was kind of started as a small thing. There were a couple employees that have seniors graduate, and they said, hey, it'd be kind of cool to maybe put their picture and you know, a little bio or something up on the billboard. And you know, they told me about it. I said, great, go for it. Well, then it kind of evolved into, you know, a social media type thing. And so far, there's been over 150 seniors from, you know, as far up as Lexington, Michigan, and I can't tell you how far south, but I'll give you the address here. It's actually an email address. It would be J Grew, and that's J-G-R-E-A-U-X at MortimerLumber.com, MortimerLumber.com, one word. And just to give you a little info on it, Paul, we're displaying the seniors Monday through Friday after 4 o'clock, and, you know, before 4 o'clock, obviously we're advertising different products that we sell. So from 4 o'clock on Monday through Friday until about 8 a.m. The following morning, the seniors will be posted. And then on the weekends, we're doing it from 4 p.m. Friday until approximately 7:30 on Monday morning.
That's fantastic. What a nice way to salute those graduating seniors. Are you still taking submissions if there is a parent? Obviously, you just gave the email address, so people can. What do they need to send? Their name and maybe a picture?
Yes, their name, a picture, what school they're you know, graduating from, and if they, you know, there's the email address. There's also a phone number. The number here at the store in Port Huron is 987-3020, and once again, the email address is jgrew, and that's G-R-E-A-U-X at MortimerLumber.com.
Outstanding. What a neat thing to do. I was going to ask you, and you've already partially answered it, how has this time affected your business? Obviously, it affected you by being quarantined out of state for several weeks. The store still open? Everybody's still working?
Yes. Actually, you know, with the governor's order, you know, the construction workers couldn't go to the job site, so we were deemed an essential business, so We actually had to trim our staff about 50%, but we were open. We've been open the whole time. We're back to probably having about 85-90% of the staff back. Obviously, since last, you know, it's been over a week that you know, the builders have been back on the job site. So, really, things are, you know, up and running, and you know, so it's affected some sales, but it could have been worse. Like some of the businesses that, you know, just haven't been able to open. I will say, and not, you know, to create a hornet's nest, but I was actually able to get my hair cut the day before I left.
What?
Last Wednesday. And I'll tell you, Paul, I don't know, you know, whether it's female or male, to either go to the hair salon or whatever, but it was a welcome relief to, you know, I've never, I think the last time, I mean, I'm 66, so probably over 40 years ago when I was in college, maybe my hair was over my ears, but it was halfway down my ears. But if and when we can, you know, have things opened up here, I'm sure everyone, you know, not only the owners and operators of the hair salons and barbershops, but even the customers will be real happy that they can have that service back.
So many things that we have taken for granted for so long, and boy, we're really coming to appreciate them, including high school graduation. Neat thing you're doing there, Chip, with saluting all the graduates. I just wanted to say thanks to you for doing that and for hanging in there and being an important part of this community.
Well, thank you, Paul, and thank you for having me on this morning.
All right, you take care. Be well.
Okay, you too. Thank you, Paul.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye. 1380 WPHM in Port Huron. Chip Mortimer at Mortimer Lumber. That's a neat thing. And you can go to their Facebook page, Mortimer Lumber. You can pick up the phone and call, but the email address is there where to send the photo and the name and the school that your senior is graduating from, and they'll salute them on their digital billboard over there on Lapeer at Mortimer Lumber. I just thought that was a pretty neat thing that they're doing, because it's kind of a sad year for all those kids that are graduating and can't have a graduation ceremony. And I'll